Thoughts on 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 5 in verse 10. You remember we're dealing with this section concerned with the believer's suffering, the inevitable suffering that must come to a believer, simply being a believer, simply living as a Christian, simply standing for Christ, simply trying to proclaim the gospel. Suffering is inevitable. But here is a glorious promise. And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore or perfect you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. That's the glorious promise. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10. Yes, there is suffering. Yes, we have to stand firm. We have to stand for Christ. We have to stand with Christ, and he will stand with us. And we have to stand with his people for Christ and the promises and the God of all grace and so on. Well, after you've suffered a little while, will himself perfect you and make you strong and so on. Now, who will do the work? Who gives the promise? Well, Peter is proclaiming it, but who is giving the promise? Who is the promise giver? It is God. It is God the Father, the one who called you by his grace into the eternal glory of Christ. He is the God of all grace. Not just simply grace, all grace. He is the fountain of it. He is the supplier of it. He is the maintainer of it. He gives grace to his people. And what is his work as described here? He is the God of all grace who called you, effective call. Not just simply the general call of the gospel, not simply the general offer, an invitation or command of the gospel, but as Lydia's heart was opened, so the effective call of the gospel, by his Spirit regenerating you, bringing you out of darkness, out of Adam, out of sin, condemnation, law, into the liberty of the children of God, to Christ, salvation, and eternal glory. He called you to his eternal glory, not simple glory, but to eternal glory. And it's all in Christ. But now, what is going on now? It's the time of suffering. It's the time of patience, the time of learning, the time of opposition, the time of progressive sanctification. This suffering is a vital part of it. But it's only a small time. A little while, these momentary troubles, 2 Corinthians, is it chapter 4? These momentary trials, these things which last just for a time, but were leading to eternal glory, the kingdom, the everlasting glory, the new heavens and the new earth with Christ. And what is promised? He will establish you. He will perfect you. He will mature you. He will ripen you. He will bring you to that fullness of experience. This is what is happening now. This is the progressive sanctification that's going on. This essential, this inevitable progressive sanctification. We are saved, we are being saved, and we shall be saved eternally in Christ. This is the promise, the glorious promise, the grounded, complete, full promise of God for the suffering saints of the Lord. Well, brother and sister, I hope these few thoughts, this brief discourse on this glorious promise will lodge in our hearts and do us some good today. The God of all grace is my God. He has called me to eternal glory in Christ. Okay, it's suffering now, it's opposition now, it's difficulty now, it's problems now, it's standing for Christ now. Yes, I'm meeting all the opposition of the world and even of other believers. But God will perfect us. He will make us strong. He will make us firm and steadfast. He will keep us. So, as we should go on to the next discourse, to him be the power, the glory, the praise, and the honor forever and ever. Amen.